Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, Facebook exposed the data of 50 million users. Do you know how to tell if you're one of them? We get a glimpse inside Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's romantic relationship. And this couple is sharing secrets to paying off debt. October is here, and a new month means new discounts for shoppers. According to Consumer Reports, there are good deals on mattresses. Stores usually have big markups so that they can advertise discounts of around 50% during sales. It's also a good time to buy snowblowers before that first winter storm. It's not too early to get ahead of next summer with a new air conditioner as well. NerdWallet writes that October is one of the best times to buy jeans. Big retailers put them on sale after back-to-school season with discounts of 30% to 75%. Fall is also the time of year when new bike models start arriving in stores, meaning there are often deals on last year's models. That's also true of 2018 cars still on dealer lots. Many department stores run promotions for Columbus Day with markdowns from 15 to 25%. But experts say to hold off on buying big electronics in October. That's because the best time to buy those is still Black Friday next month. Some more headlines for you now. The FDA has approved a new injectable drug to prevent migraines. It's called Emgality. The treatment is self-administered and comes with a list price of $6,900 a year or $575 a month. And a massive hack could have affected at least 50 million Facebook accounts. The latest data breach with the social media giant could cost them $1.63 billion in fines in Europe. If you think your personal information has been compromised, Facebook suggests changing your password, logging out of all other devices, and enabling the two-factor authentication to protect your account. And finally, Serena Williams is taking it all off for a good cause. The tennis champ is promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month by singing "I Touched Myself" in a topless video on Instagram. The video is part of a project to honor the band's lead singer, Chrissy Amphlett, who passed away from breast cancer in 2013. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, there's been a big shakeup at Tesla.
That's right, Kristen. Elon Musk agreeing to step down as chairman of Tesla and pay $20 million fine to settle charges brought by the SEC. Musk is allowed to remain as CEO, but he must vacate the chairman of the board position within 45 days and cannot seek re-election for that post for 3 years. California trying to help women break the glass ceiling. It is the first state to require publicly traded companies to include at least one woman on their boards. If the companies fail to do so by the end of next year, they can be fined $100,000 for the first violation. Finally, attention burrito addicts, Chipotle launching a loyalty rewards program. Chipotle rewards only available in 3 cities for now, Kansas City, Phoenix, and Columbus, Ohio.
So how does the rewards program work?
Those who order online or via the app earn 15 points for every $1 spent. After 1,250 points, you get a free entree.
Well, that's good news for Chipotle fans. Thanks, Deidre. All right, pet owners, listen up. The battle against fleas and ticks has gotten easier, but now the FDA is warning pet owners about the effects of certain medications. With more, we're joined by veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Thanks, Kristen. Today, parasite control products are able to kill many more parasites faster and more effectively. Some of these products even last as long as 12 weeks with one treatment. But now the FDA is warning that certain medications can affect your pet's nervous system. This includes muscle tremors, seizures, and ataxia, which is kind of like a drunken stumbling walk. All of these medications are in the isoxazoline class of medications, and they are FDA approved, but they recommend that some pet owners consult with their veterinarian to make sure a medication in the isoxazoline class is appropriate for their pet.
So from your experience, what should pet owners do to best rid their pets of fleas and ticks?
Kristen, I have never personally seen any side effects from these products, and thousands of veterinarians are prescribing them regularly without seeing any ill effects. So it may come down to how each individual pet metabolizes the medication. When it comes to flea medication, there are some important keys to remember. Never give medications designated for dogs to a cat and vice versa. Only give the prescribed amount of the medication. Don't double dose. And if you see side effects that make you concerned, like vomiting, diarrhea, tremors, seizures, or that stumbling walk, then contact your primary veterinarian or your emergency veterinarian immediately. So when it comes to flea and tick medications, the risk is low and the benefit is high.
All right, great advice as always, Dr. Courtney, thank you. Time now for Royal Watch with our royal commentator, Victoria Arbiter. Victoria, this is my favorite time of the day when we check in with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. We've got some fun stuff this week, Kristen.
I can't wait, so let's get into it. I hear Kate Middleton is heading back to work.
Yes, Cambridge fans are rejoicing because after 6 months at home on maternity leave with baby Louie, Kate is heading back to work this week. She's going to visit the Sayerscroft Forest School and Wildlife Garden, which gives inner city children an opportunity to interact with nature. She'll be seeing firsthand what a positive impact that's having on their emotional and physical well-being.
That is so great, and I love that she got 6 months to bond with baby. Let's move on to this rare glimpse we're getting into the Queen's life. Is that right?
Yes, HBO is airing a brand new Raw documentary this week called Queen of the World. She is the most well-traveled British monarch in history. She's been to 117 countries. Now, there's charming commentary from Princess Anne, from Harry and William, but it's Meghan who has romantic swooning by revealing her royal wedding something blue.
Did you see it? The piece of blue fabric that's stitched inside?
No.
It was my something blue. It's fabric from my...
Oh, I hope it's still in there.
Yes,
we'll have to look at that.
It's fabric from the dress that I wore on our first date.
Oh my gosh, that is just the sweetest thing ever.
Yep, everyone's loving her romantic side.
Okay, and I can't wait to watch that special with the Queen. Victoria, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, you guys are going to love this next story. When high school sweethearts Ty and Talat McNeely were about to tie the knot, she had no debt. He had $30,000 of it. But by being smart with their money, they paid off his debt in a year and then paid off a home 25 years ahead of schedule. America's number one money couple now runs the blog His and Her Money and has tips for leaving debt behind. Start with multiple bank accounts. Ty and Talat have 13. From a central hub, budget money out to individual funds for vacations, car payments, or other expenses. Rather than make house or loan payments once a month, make them every 2 weeks. You'll end up paying off an extra month each year without even realizing it. While you should build fun into your budget, rather than splurging after a raise, use that money to pay off debt. The McNeelys also suggest earning extra money by turning hobbies from dog walking to organizing closets into profitable side hustles, many of which can be done from home. Okay, now to an important warning for you. According to a new report, lawnmowers are cutting more than just grass. Looking at some 30 million ER visits, researchers at Johns Hopkins found from 2006 to 13, over 51,000 people experienced lawnmower-related injuries. 85% of those injured were men, with 82% of injuries taking place between April and September. While some two-thirds of injuries were to the wrist or hand as users cleared blades, young kids were six times as likely to injure their feet as they ran into the yard or rode on their parents' laps. Lawnmower-related injuries are down, but the study's authors say, despite consumer education programs and warning labels, lawnmower injuries in the United States remain a serious public health concern. Some solutions being offered include automatic stopping and detecting features. Stay with us. We have more things you need to know coming up. Welcome back. A scientific expedition to the North Pole is making history. And Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here to tell us all about it. So, Cody, I hear this was a big deal for scientists, specifically women.
That's right, Kristen. The world's first all-female expedition to the North Pole has safely returned to solid ground. And they've got a ton of data never collected before. There are very few scientific studies on how polar environments affect the human body. And most of the research we do have used outdated methods and included zero women. So Felicity Aston decided to lead a team of 11 participants to the North Pole. She's been leading polar expeditions for decades and was the first woman to ski across Antarctica alone. The team traveled 50 miles on skis to collect data for two studies, one physiological and the other psychological. The team tracked body temperatures, heart rate, and other biometrics, and researchers later analyzed their saliva to measure their stress levels during the trip. With everyone back safe and sound, the mission was a resounding success for a lot of reasons, both scientific and cultural. Kristen?
What an amazing accomplishment. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. If you love true crime podcasts, here's a recommendation for you. Listen to Dead Man Talking. It's about the death row confessions of the railroad killer Angel Resendez, who crisscrossed the U.S. by freight train in the 80s and 90s, choosing his victims at random. Before he was executed in 2006, Resendez spoke to journalist and host Alex Hannaford and claimed to have killed as many as 40 people. Each episode takes a confession by Resendez and leads Alex on an investigation to find out the truth. It also features interviews with the railroad killer's only surviving victim, attorneys who worked on the case, and two inmates currently serving life sentences for crimes Resendez claims he committed. It premieres on October 2nd, and you can listen for free on Apple Podcasts. Go to applepodcasts.com/deadmantalking or just open Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or iPad and search for Dead Man Talking. In today's hometown stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Anthony Marquez was a competitive high school tumbler. But one day when he was at a trampoline park with his girlfriend, he had an accident. Anthony was in the middle of a jump when a little girl ran underneath him. And to avoid falling on her, he fell awkwardly and landed on his neck. The accident left him paralyzed, but he refused to let that stop him. He recently spoke at the annual Ability Fair at Stockton University, reminding the audience to never give up.
I believe if you're able to change your mindset, you can overcome any of that.
In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, Central Arizona Shelter Services, or CASS, is the largest emergency homeless shelter in Arizona. They say the state has the second highest eviction rate in the country, and that means more and more people are becoming homeless, especially seniors and the working poor. CEO Lisa Glow says it's important for people to pay attention to the housing crisis. And in our final story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, more than 300 volunteers gathered to rebuild a playground near Jenny Lind Elementary School. It's been a healing process for the community. In June, a car crashed into the tennis courts and swing set after veering off the road during a police chase. The incident left three people dead. But building the new playground has been therapeutic. It's located farther away from the street and symbolizes safety and renewal for the community. Breweries are one of the fastest growing hangouts across the country. But some new rules in the state of New Jersey could hurt business. And Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us to tell us all about it. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. These rules have been around about 6 years, but now they're being enforced. So they're allowed, these breweries, 25 events throughout a 12-month period. A special event might be invite people in. You put an NFL game up on the monitors, that's considered an event. So another rule is that you can't serve food at a brewery. So to get around that, the brewery owners have been placing menus on the tables, and then the people order on the phone from the menu, and the food is delivered to the brewery. So now another rule that's being enforced, you can't have menus at the brewery.
So, Mike, why are they enforcing these rules on breweries?
Well, it's distinguished the brewery from a restaurant or a bar. And because restaurants and bars are taxed up to $1 million a year for the license.
Well, it seems like they may need to come up with a new solution. Thanks, Mike. Have you ever tried aromatherapy? It helps people sleep, manages pain, and reduces stress, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal. A Pure Glow Crystal 2-in-1 Himalayan Salt Lamp Ultrasonic Essential Oil Diffuser at a special 51% discount. Sit back and set the perfect mood for relaxation. This one-of-a-kind product combines the therapeutic benefits of a pure Himalayan salt rock lamp with the soothing aromatherapy of an essential oil diffuser. It's designed to help boost your mood, increase your energy, decrease your anxiety, and neutralize the positively charged ions that come from electronic devices. You just add your favorite essential oils to the water to moisturize and deodorize the room. The Himalayan salt is naturally mined and handcrafted for beauty. There are 5 brightness levels that change the glowing appearance of the salt rocks to fit your mood. The Pure Glow Crystal 2-in-1 Himalayan Salt Lamp Ultrasonic Essential Oil Diffuser retails for $100. But today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 51% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. It turns out more young Americans are buying homes, and they have different priorities. MarketWatch reports that 3% of homebuyers last year were members of Generation Z. That's the group of Americans born after 1995. Data from Zillow shows that Gen Z is a different kind of homebuyer. They've got family money. 67% of them used a gift or loan from a family member as part of their down payment. They also make purchases more quickly. More than 2/3 spent 3 months or less shopping, faster than millennials. millennials or any older generation. When they buy a house, Gen Z prefers to stay close to family and friends. They're also more likely to rank smart home features as being important. 82% of Gen Z thinks home ownership is essential to the American dream. 83% expect to buy a home in the next 5 years. Experts think one reason could be that this generation is entering adulthood at a time when it's never been less affordable to rent. Jason Bellini joins us for this week's Wall Street Journal, Moving Upstream. So, Jason, you went to Brazil to meet a very interesting cow.
Kristen, a U.S. company called Recombinetics introduced us to a two-month-old calf named Genzel. She was born on a cloning ranch a couple hours north of Sao Paulo. Here's what's special about her. The company says she's the first Angus calf in the world to be born with traits engineered into her DNA that should allow a cold weather cow to thrive here in the Brazilian tropics. On the global market, a pound of US beef is valued at around 50% more than a pound of Brazilian beef. That's because most of it is Angus beef that has more marbling and is more tender. So here's what Recombinetics did. It took cells from a red Angus and used a gene editing technology called TALEN to modify their DNA. They deleted a single base pair from its chromosome sequence to make the Angus slick, meaning heat tolerant.
And she could ultimately represent, what, billions of dollars?
Yeah, billions of dollars. It's not necessarily our company, but for the production chain in general.
It's still winter in Brazil, so it won't be for several more months that Recombinetics knows whether Genzel is their cash cow. Kristen?
Thanks, Jason. You can watch new episodes of Moving Upstream on the Wall Street Journal website. And now to an inspiring story. Tara Hutchinson lost her right leg and suffers from Parkinson's-like tremors. Her vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in 2006 while she was serving with the Army in Iraq. Her therapist suggested she take up a hobby to help with her fine motor skills. So I started to make jewelry on a whim, Hutchinson said, and I realized that I enjoyed it so immensely because I was able to focus on one thing and see it to completion. The jewelry making has helped, and now Hutchinson makes beautiful and intricate pieces of jewelry designed to empower women. She runs Tara Hutch Designs, and although her PTSD is a daily challenge, she said, I really feel very strongly that what happened to me happened for a reason, and it's so I can help women feel beautiful with my jewelry. Such a touching story. Okay, moving on. In 2016, for the first time, more Americans opted for cremation instead of a traditional burial. And Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 Houston takes us inside a one-of-a-kind exhibit. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. I get it. Who wants to talk about death? But the burial process is something we've all got to plan. And the National Museum of Funeral History has teamed up with the Cremation Association of America to educate people on the history of cremation. The interactive exhibit shows the science behind the process and even has the ashes and the same cremation chamber that was used to perform the first ever cremation in this country. One of my favorite parts of the exhibits was just learning how many options you have when it comes to keeping your loved ones close by.
We have now been able to continue my sister's memory and memorialize her and turn her into a portrait that we get to see every day and showcase and share with the world.
And it's not just art. Ashes can be turned into beautiful jewelry, even diamonds. Who wouldn't want to leave a little sparkle behind? Back to you, Kristen.
What an interesting way to think about what we leave behind. Coco, thank you. Canadians will get more time off work after welcoming a new baby if both parents agree to spend time together. The federal government will provide an extra 5 weeks of leave in what they're calling a parental sharing benefit. The goal is to have parents equally share the responsibility of raising children and increase gender equality in the workplace. The Minister of Status of Women said, encouraging all parents to be engaged in full-time caregiving for their infants will help to create greater financial security for women and stronger bonds between fathers or second parents and their babies. Under the extended duration of parental benefits in Canada, parents can now share up to 69 weeks, with neither parent using more than 61 weeks total. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. It takes less time than you think for drivers to become distracted. Plus, these sneakers might look like they're ready for the trash, but you won't believe what they cost. And the story of a marriage proposal at 30,000 feet. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.